go play basketball on hardwood and go play on concrete. Like you, do you see a basketball player playing on any other surface besides hardwood? No, they have a consistent floor, which is actually for your nerves, like neurologically, you are more adapted to multiple surfaces. And some may be a little more slick than others, but that's why you see them always prep a lot on their field. We have, I mean, you don't want to talk about how many different grasses. And then on top of that, now you're talking about turfs and then all the different types of turfs and switching between the two. Like, you don't see, like, hockey players playing on different types of ice. You don't see basketball players. Like, I mean, tennis, yeah. And if anything, it's just softer surfaces, and they have plenty of time to prep, and they're not going to the ground, colliding, hitting people. Like, it's just, that's where I just laugh. I'm like, yeah, it's stupid. It's, like, it's simple. Just grass, simple as that. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't think that it was the sole reason, but I think anyone who can observe the play, you can, and I can tell you from personal experience, if you don't wear turf shoes and you're wearing molded or especially detached and your cleats go into the ground, they will be stuck there. That's why some of these young guys who are young and light, like DBs, they absolutely love it. I know Aaron Jones is a huge fan of it because they can grip and it turns into a track meet. I can't stand it because that means generating more force, more power into me for guys who want to do bull rushes, and also for, you know, pass rushers, some of them like it because they can turn corners better. That's the pro. The con that comes with it is you got to understand the force going through your body, not only what you're generating through your joints and your ankle, your knee, and your hip, but also the force being applied to that opponent and then what they have to do to counteract that. There's a lot of force going around. That's why, again, this game wasn't constructed on, you know, on the blacktop. It was constructed on grass. Going back to that point with Aaron, I mean, you see his foot just gets stuck in there and it doesn't come out. And in my honest opinion, I think on grass, I think that you could have had a different outcome. Could. I'm not alluding that it 100% would have been different or wouldn't have, but I would have rather seen it on grass and then just chalked it up as that's football. Because right now, there's another variable. You can't change anything else in that situation other than the surface. And that's the one thing that we know can add to injuries. You can't change anything about Aaron's body or Aaron's age or anything like that or the play, but you can change the surface.